The Member of Parliament for Ningo Pram-Pram, E.T. Mensah, is worried over the attrition rate in Ghana's parliament. He says the high attrition rate is not helping the growth of parliament as an institution. He was particular about the huge loss of members in the just-ended NPP primaries, when more than 20 sitting MPs were booted out by delegates. According to him, what has happened to the NPP is not good enough for a house that needs more experienced hands to conduct serious business on behalf of Ghanaians, as mandated by the Constitution. Mr. Mensah is also chairman of the Greater Accra NDC Caucus in Parliament. In an interview with Radio Ghana, said the necessary lessons have been learned from the NPP primaries.
These are lessons that all of us must learn. The attrition in parliament is not helping the growth of parliament. So high, if you have been following it, I can pull out all the detailed information and we can continue the conversation tomorrow. It doesn't happen anywhere. About a month ago, we went to IPU and the people who were there, others, who have been in parliament 33 years and so on and so forth, and all these saying about Obisun Kobi, that is not what it should be. Look at the people that we've lost. It's not because of it, it's because they want to save their nations.
He, however, dismissed rumors making rounds that he is resigning from parliament. It has been speculated and reported in the media that a five-term MP will not contest for parliament in 2016, but he debunked the claims, describing them as mere speculation.
I'm running 2016. It's part of the mischief. Go to the ground. The people know I'm going. I've told them I'm going. The politics that we are is not homemade. What we're running is a hybrid. We copy from America and Great Britain. And in that kind of politics, America, because of the two terms that you have, you need experience. You can be a professor emeritus in politics. When you come here, you start from basis. So there's no time frame. We have time frame for the presidency. We have time frame for just that. There's no time frame. As long as God gives you strength and you think that you can continue to help your people, you do it. See, when this rumor started, civil people, elders in the place have called you and said, hey, you can't do that. Who are the people? This boy who came here today, what does he know? And he's working so much on misusing the media platform. I don't want to glorify what he's doing.